Clark, and this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, or the pop culture news and other research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I am Jackson.
And I am Joel.
Now, boys, is Marvel okay?
We've done a couple episodes in the past before where we're like, ha ha ha, DC shit the bed.
Yeah,
exactly. Ha ha ha, Sony, you fuckwits.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Warner Brothers doing?
What happened with the Dark Universe?
Yeah. You dumb idiots. If only you could follow the greatest media corporation ever, Marvel and Disney, and do what they are doing, because they made so many billions.
Everyone's doing the Simpsons meme where the Homer has made the barbecue and he's looking at the box and the box says MCU.
Yeah.
And then he looks at his ape of shit. And it says,
what have I done with my life? Marge!
Marge!
Marge! This barbecue isn't what I wanted.
Homie!
Can you suck my dick instead?
Homie! No!
Oh.
Don't have a cow, man! Bart, go to your room!
Excellent.
Huddly ho, neighbors!
The perfect Simpsons episode.
It's me, Mo. I often fantasize about killing myself.
I'm Clancy Wiggum. I'm not a very competent police officer. I love every Simpsons character that introduces themselves first. I was about to be like, hey, it's me, Krusty. No, Krusty does.
Hey, it's me, Krusty the Clown.
Yeah, no, he does.
Oh, hey, Krusty, it's me, Wiggles the police officer Wriggles. Eddie and who's the other
character? Wriggles? Wriggles the police officer? Do you mean Lou and...
Yeah, Lou and Eddie.
Andy?
Whichever the...
Hey, Lou.
Cough him, Lou.
It's Lou and...
I want to say Bega, but that's Lou Bega from Mumbo Number 5.
Who the hell is the other police officer?
Mm.
Lou and...
This is going to kill me.
Yeah.
There's no way of knowing.
Mom, I love saxophone!
A little bit of Sandra in the sun.
That's Maggie.
A little bit of Sandra
Mambo Number
all night long.
Chief Wiggum.
Hi, Marge. Hey, Marge. We're twins, Marge. And we hate your husband, Marge.
I am Barney! Bit of Jessica.
I love it when the Baseless Speculation boys talk about movies. Wait, did I click the wrong podcast? Is this the Bad Simpsons Hour?
New listeners, if you haven't turned off by now, welcome to the show.
It is like this.
We never change.
And you may have noticed that you've pressed play whilst taking a piss.
Yeah.
And you fumbled your phone.
Your phone's become... really slippery.
Yeah, and it's just glunk, 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 glunk.
We recommend, so you know those glasses you can get? Librarians have them.
Yeah,
with a little chain around them.
That's
true. So when you're looking down and your glasses fall off your face, they don't fall into the piss-soaked toilet.
You need that for your phone.
So you need it for your phone, maybe like a wrist, sort of like
what do you call it?
The football?
Yeah.
Nuclear
football?
Yeah, the briefcase full of the codes. You kind of just cuff it to your wrist.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's what we need.
Because you're going to drop your phone in the toilet, then you're going to be looking at the flush, and you're going to be thinking, don't press flush.
But
just going to press flush. Oh, no!
And then the podcast will just be bouncing off that S-bend. Yeah. And you'll just be able to hear our sweet, sweet movie talks.
And you're going
to
fuck up some rats and shit in the sewer.
Yeah. You're going to make rats dumb.
You don't want that.
Yeah, if you flush your phone while listening to Baseless Speculation, all the rats get dumb.
All the rats get dumb in the sewer.
Right, so Marvel.
Yeah.
MCU. Well, they fucked it a bit.
Yeah, so they were red hot. Yeah. They got to Endgame. Everyone was like, oh my God, they fucking did it. They've made the perfect movie universe.
Yeah.
And they're like, where do we go from here? We do Spider-Man No Way Home. It's the last podcast.
My brother has started rewatching. He never really got into them, but he started rewatching all of the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting seeing it through his sort of like gaze where he finishes Endgame and then he's
his childlike wonder.
Yeah, exactly. But then he starts and he's like, what the hell happened?
Wait, Black Widow has gone back in time. Oh, wait, no, this movie's technically a prequel. Yeah, why?
He's doing home improvement noises to me over the phone. Yeah, he calls me up to tell me. Nobody.
Jackson.
Oh, hey, man, what's up?
What the hell is going on?
You watching Marvel
Tim Allen?
Again?
No, it's your brother.
Oh.
But it seems like fairly immediately, like the watching the slow sort of like degradation of.
You get Endgame, then you immediately get Spider-Man Far From Home.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
And then, so that still does well. And everyone's like, oh, that wasn't as good as Homecoming. And the name of the movie's stupid, but I guess he is in Europe.
Yeah.
Gee, I hope they don't commit to the home thing
for
a third
for no reason. Oh, yeah, so yes, they have. Yeah,
that was the Mysterio one. See, I like that.
I liked it too.
That was, that was fun for me. I had a good time.
Yeah. I think that out of the three Spider-Man movies in the MCU, it's the second best one.
That's true.
By a significant margin each way.
I think the thing is that when you just like look at where we are, so we've all been kind of watching Secret Invasion, sort of.
Well, okay, let's do a quick head count. At time of recording, three episodes are out. I have watched three episodes.
I have watched one episode.
I have watched two.
Yeah, so
well, we've
one
got
of
it
us
covered
is...
as a team.
Yeah.
I like it. You were episode one, you're like, I'm out. Me on episode two, I'm like, yeah, pretty out.
Yeah.
Me watching episode three, I didn't like this at all, but. Yeah. I have to do it. Someone has to watch it.
What I'm scared about...
Jackson will watch Daredevil, so I don't have to watch that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch Daredevil.
You've checked out of Secret Invasion episode one?
Yeah.
Secret Invasion has six episodes. Now imagine Daredevil.
Yeah.
18 episodes. Imagine the quality is like this. And now that bet you made, it's not sounding so red hot, hey?
But yeah, so like watching Secret Invasion, like this is sort of the quality. They're kind of doing that thing as well where that DC loves to do. And you kind of never thought Marvel would do it.
Well, yeah, they've got to that point.
They've got to that point where they're like, you like this character? Mm-hmm. Agatha Coven of Chaos.
Yeah.
Agatha became a meme because of the song in Wonder and Vision. One of the worst parts of that TV show, can I just say. And because
the TV show, what's it called, sir?
WandaVision?
Yeah, that's not what you said before.
but the
hit TV show, Wonder and Vision.
But because of that, I mean, like, I don't know, maybe they had an Agatha TV show in the works the whole time.
It sounds like they're putting the cart before the horse quite a lot. And you can see this with, so Agatha, like, as much as we were like, a bit on the nose with the whole Agatha all along.
Because it wasn't also Agatha all along, it was Wanda all along.
Yeah.
But like, so it's like, okay, so Agatha has this, you know, long history in terms of like, okay, we're wanting to develop the magic in the MCU. Who can we sort of pin this on? Agatha, well, okay, she was fine in Wandering Vision.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
And the actress,
Catherine Hahn.
Catherine, she's great. I think she could like definitely
hold a
TV series or
she's held many before.
Yeah.
So I think she's like, you know, a very good git, and I think she'd be do very, very well. So it's kind of like, well, we want to do more, you know, magic bullshit.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch maybe is a bit more expensive.
Yeah.
And we killed off
Wanda. I'm hearing
that. So it's like, okay, cool. So, okay, this is a person we can kind of have here, get in quick with the contract so that we can kind of like do this before like they start demanding more money. Here's looking at you, Tone Stark. And so it's like, okay, cool. That makes a bit of sense.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, that's maybe not on the nose because WandaVision was, you know,
did pretty well.
People were like, we like this.
How long ago was WandaVision out?
What? Like, how long ago was
it? Yeah, from now.
When did it... when did WandaVision come out? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
2020. What? It was
either
during
two
COVID.
2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
It's just like...
So yeah, the start of phase four was during COVID.
Yeah.
I think, it must have been 2020 because it was the first thing of phase four post...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first thing released in phase four. It was
Captain
Winter Soldier, then Black Widow.
Yeah.
So you have...
Start of 2020, which is the start of phase four, and now we're halfway through phase five in 2023. What the fuck?
So you have that, and like I can see why they're like, oh yeah, Agatha, this is a nice way we can start doing things. They're going to introduce, is it Morgan Le Fay?
Yeah, I think so.
And that was, it's played by Aubrey Plaza. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she, again, if you
she can carry a TV show.
Have you seen Legion? Incredible.
Yeah.
Have you seen...
Great in that. Parks and Rec?
I've seen Parks and Rec. Though I can never finish it. I hit a certain point and I'm like, these characters are insufferable. Time to watch The Simpsons again.
That movie where she has an old man Robert De Niro fetish?
Old grandpa!
Dirty grandpa.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with The War with Grandpa, which is about a little kid fighting Robert De Niro.
He's played many grandpas.
So you have Agatha, which I think is going through okay. But then on the other side, you have other series like Echo.
Mm.
I think Echo is actually a better idea than...
They announced that during when Hawkeye was being...
Well, that's the same thing with Agatha Coven of Chaos. Yeah. That came out... But I don't... I'm assuming it can't be that Agatha became a meme and they greenlit the TV show.
They must have had it in the bag prior to that. I think so. I think with Echo, that was like, yep, we're greenlighting that before Hawkeye airs.
Yeah.
Same with Ironheart. We're going to greenlight that before Black Panther, Wakanda Forever comes out.
We'll get to, because there's other stuff happening in Marvel at the moment that's also weird.
Oh, yeah.
And for a consumer and for what they're trying to do, bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with like the green lighting and actually releasing stuff and the order and giving people what they want or trying to give people what they want and not actually knowing what anyone wants.
And it's that weird thing as well where so many of the... if you're the average consumer, because that's the thing, right? Superhero movies these days are made for the freaks. Because the freaks are the loudest. And then I think because the freaks are the loudest, you end up with movies that are very unapproachable to the consumer. I think The Flash is an example of that.
Yeah.
They're like, this movie is for you, DC freaks. But if I'm Johnny Movies and I'm taking my kid David movies to the movies.
Well, it'd be more if you're Johnny Newspaper. Because if you're Johnny Movie, you probably know movies.
Well, if I'm Johnny Regular Movies.
Yeah.
I'm Johnny Dad, I guess.
Yeah,
and I'm
Johnny
like,
Dad
what am I
going
to take Johnny
son.
David to see? Oh, The Flash, he's a superhero. That should be fun. And then I watch it and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And my kid looks up at me and he says, Dad, respectfully used to be here. Now it's here.
Why didn't you take me to see The Legend of Bagger Vance?
I say, why do you love that movie? Came out before you were born, Johnny David. I pay for your popcorn and this
I
is how you
think
repay
that is one of Will Smith's greatest performances.
I don't know if that's true. Where did you even learn about this film? I have a complicated relationship with my son.
Yeah.
His last name is my first name. That's complicated. My name's not Johnny Johnny. Anyway. But yeah, so if you're I think a lot of the superhero movies these days, they do that. And Marvel started to do it too. I think something that's going to be so confusing, and I mean, maybe you just don't care if you're just like a regular consumer, is the amount of TV shows that become movies that become TV shows these days. You know, like Armor Wars started off as...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, until I get... Okay, so I think you're right, but I think that if you are Johnny David's dad, you're not paying attention to like what's announced as a TV show and then becomes a movie and then becomes a TV show. It's only when it's released.
You're like, that's true.
What the hell is this? Oh, okay, put it on, huh?
that is the perfect description of anybody watching a superhero film in the year of our Lord 2023.
It used to be with TV becoming a TV actor. Everyone was just like, oh, you can't act in films. You're a garbage person. And then it was like, no. See, TV being acting
Nicole
on TV
Kidman's
is-
done it. She's on that show. You know the show.
No.
I don't.
I do not.
Nicole Kidman, she's in the show. And they're like, if Nicole Kidman's doing TV. It happened before this, but...
so I was like,
big little lie.
Real Big Fish, the band?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know Nicole Kidman was in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have, it used to be TV actor, like, oh, you're poo poo, no thank you.
Yeah.
And it was just like, actually, hey, if you're a TV actor, you're in people's living rooms every night.
Yeah.
And then they become a bit more,
familiar with you,
and you end up like, become like this almost renaissance. And HBO came out and was like, boo, we're making films.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
TV.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, maybe TV could be good.
Yeah.
And now everyone's like, oh, the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? Streaming what?
Huh?
And now it's just like the TV is garbage, films are garbage. It's all
what am
shit.
I meant to watch?
Yeah.
I think
I can't wait till we get just like this TikTok has been directed by Scorsese.
These TikToks are part of the MCU now.
Well, Fortnite's part of Star Wars
and the Marvel.
Yeah, that's true too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just such a complicated and weird landscape and these days, I think.
Okay, so what they've done, well, they tried to do two things at the same time, and they're clashing horrifically. And now, because Johnny Q Movies is the guys that they want to go see the movies, but Johnny Q Freak is the loudest on the internet.
Yep.
The freaks are loud. The movies are like, oh, the freaks want this. Mm, yeah. Then when they're making the movie, they're like, we've got to tone it down because it's not just for the freaks. And then it ends up in this weird in-between ground with like The Flash where it's like, what the fuck? Who's this for?
Yeah, this huge problem as well with it seems to be that they can't be their own thing and they can't sort of like, you can't also have genres in this. Like you can't just have like, hey, we're going to do like a rom-com set in the MCU. Oh, we're going to do like a spy thriller set in the MCU. Oh, hey, we're going to do like, oh, we're going to focus on this thing in the, everyone, the loudest freaks in the room seem to want this homogenous, same bullshit. You're like, and you see this again, the loudest fuckwits online. They're just like, how can I respect this in making the comedy? I cannot believe that Matt Murdock would be in a suit in daylight walking barefoot after he fucked She-Hulk. I wouldn't fuck, I mean, I would fuck, but how dare you? You've ruined this.
They've ruined it. How no respect for the character. But no respect.
Look, this is going to be a bold statement, but I think that the MCU has fucked themselves by trying to do that. Like being like, hey, we're actually going to make different genres within our superhero movies because
are they half-ass it though?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
The problem. They half-ass it.
Well, it's because it's a superhero movie.
Yeah, like, that's the problem.
People keep being like, superhero movies are own genre.
And that's the thing though. It's like they could just be like, no, we're just going to make this.
Yeah.
They're action comedies. All of them are action comedies.
And it's weird because
it's the same genre as Bad Boys.
Yeah. And for a while, I think in the early like phases of the MCU, I feel like there was more of an attempt made to make them feel like different genres. The first couple of Thors, they're like, hey, it's a bit of a fantasy movie. You know what I mean?
The first one, like, they really took, you know, from Kenneth Branagh, so it's like a little bit more Shakespearean.
Absolutely.
Then you've kind of got that more of that like comedy with Ragnarok.
Mm.
Then you have Love and Thunder.
Yeah. Captain America, they were like, well, the first movie is a war. It's a still superhero movie. They're all superhero movies, but it's kind of a war movie or whatever.
Then you have Spy Thriller.
But they're like, it is just a superhero movie.
I will go back to my Bad Boys argument.
Yeah.
But 100%.
But then I feel like the most recent phases aren't attempts to do.
Hey, what genre is Quantumania? Can't say shit. What genre is Quantumania?
Well, okay.
I would say it's an action comedy.
It is an action comedy, but what is it pitched as? I think it's
a high-tech sci-fi adventure.
Is it a fish out of water?
a tiny fish in a big out of water.
No, it's a tiny fish also in a tiny world, so it's a regular man
really,
in a regular
really,
world.
A really, really small fish in a tiny, tiny, tiny out of the water.
Because I think it's pitched as like this is going to be like a Jack Kirby surreal crazy sci-fi that takes influences from like 1950s sort of Buck Rogers stories or whatever. And
I
then
really hope that like, because a lot of people would imagine that's how they're pitching the movie, but I like the idea that it's just like some guy walking in and like, hey, this movie's gonna just be a fucking piece of shit. Who cares? They'll gobble it up. It's gonna look like asshole. We'll just make Ant-Man go small. Who cares? We'll green screen it all.
It's just a photo of the fucking CEO with a nice car. That's all they do. Don't worry about the movie.
Well,
you'll be rich.
Before you get too distracted, I just think that I'll pitch like what I think Marvel has done that has very much fucked them.
Yeah.
Do I think they're okay? No, I think they're in real trouble now. So when you look back to pre-Endgame, and I'm talking about the fact that everything was just converging into one thing, it was they weren't really introducing new characters in solo standalone films. A lot of it was just like sequels to movies that we'd already seen. And I know that Black Panther made a fuck ton of money, but they also introduced him in a clever way.
Yeah.
So that Black Panther kind of also felt like just a sequel to Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you have, like, say, Black Widow just appearing in, like, Iron Man 2, and you have, like, these little side characters or references to, you're like, oh, a bit clever.
Yeah.
And the Avengers team itself at first has 5 or 6 people in it. It does blow out a bit, but there's not a stupid amount of characters yet.
And
leading into Endgame, even, like, obviously when we get to Endgame, there's, like, fucking 45 guys or whatever, but, like, we've come to know them. Everyone's had their own kind of contained things.
Yeah.
And Marvel are like, sweet, we're putting out 3 movies a year currently. They're all hitting close to a billy. Yeah. We're going to keep up the 3 movie model.
Mm.
Then Endgame happens and like, we've got to introduce new characters. And they're introducing new characters, but they're like, okay, these aren't characters people are familiar with at all, so they're not really going anywhere yet. So you got like your Shang-Chi, which you still need to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Is a good, like, it's a solid movie, but it sets itself up for a, like, and then Eternals, which we obviously all loved.
It's mm-hmm, a great mm-hmm. film.
Doug all of those movies happen at the start of Phase 4. We're now halfway through Phase 5. None of them have sequels pitch, which means that we can't really get to know the characters. Just getting introduced to 100 different guys. And then also still connected to some of the other 100 guys that was in Endgame.
Yeah.
Because they're the popular characters, so they, like, want to make movies about that. So then we just have all of these stories all of a sudden all going nowhere.
Yeah.
Because they're not greenlighting sequels to shit, because they're still trying to figure out what the big thing is. But we're hurtling towards the Kang Dynasty, which is the end of this saga, allegedly.
Yeah.
It came out, I think, at time of recording, either today or yesterday, that, like, Shang-Chi. A sequel was meant to have been announced in between the Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars, but there was a fuck up somewhere, so they're like, oh, no, I don't know when it's happening. It's like, well, then.
There's hold up, so there's like, boom.
Yeah, so like,
well,
what?
No, it's like, yeah, I think it's just like.
Or reshuffles, like, boom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and because they keep reshuffling shit, we're going to end up in this horrible thing where they're. Well,
we're kind of already
really,
there.
Yeah, we're there, where nothing really lines up anymore. Nothing is a sequel to anything. They're trying to build an expanded universe, but everything doesn't feel like it's in the same universe. But then also, nothing has its own start or end anymore because it's meant to be in the same universe. So all the movies kind of suck asshole.
Yeah, and it's so funny to think about how, like, Thanos, we're like, it was building toward Thanos, mm-hmm. right? And Thanos worked. It made, mm-hmm. it was a villain that everything was building towards. Every movie felt connected to. Yeah. But the way they did that was so simple and stupid.
Yeah.
But it worked. Is that at the end of an unrelated Thor movie, mm-hmm. it would cut to space.
Yeah.
Thanos would be on his chair and he'd be like, I'm going to get them Avengers one day. And that was enough. You were like, okay, fair enough. I'll see that guy. But if you think about Kang, who is meant to be the Thanos equivalent, the two times we've seen him are...
He's died.
Very baffling. Like, it just doesn't...
Oh, wait, no. One time he, on TV, he won.
Yeah.
And in the movies, he died.
And then was TV in back died. In time. Did he... Yeah, he dies in the TV.
Oh, yeah. He gets stabbed. But then he comes back and he's, I'm the guy who wins.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to think, like... Okay, this is a weird way about getting to this. So, you've seen Arrested Development?
Or yes.
The majority of Arrested Development? So when it was on television and sort of kept getting cancelled, it was really good, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, it was
I just like to jump in. It only got cancelled once on TV.
Whatever.
It's actually the end of season 3 and I knew that would get cancelled.
Anyway.
That's why it got so weird.
Anyway. So they had these like creative constraints where they had to be like, we have to be like, okay, it's 20 odd minutes for a half hour sitcom. We can't say fuck. We can't say this. We have to get around certain like either budgetary constraints, censorship, all these type of things. And, for the time and still to this day, people are like, that's probably one of the, the better comedies that was on television.
Very solid.
And then Netflix came around and were like, we're going to buy it.
Yeah.
And also we're going to.
And it's like, hey, by the way, creative constraints, we don't have any. Go nuts. There's 40-minute episodes or 50-minute episodes. We don't care.
Yeah.
You don't really have all the actors in the same room. Don't worry about it. And, you can kind of do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Carte blanche.
But then on top of that, Netflix are always trying to try crazy stuff. So in this, with Arrested Development season 4, they were like, the one constraint is we're trying out this thing where we're trying to make series. You can watch them in any order.
Yeah. Watch in any order, right? So it doesn't really matter.
Stupid!
So it was just kind of like, you've got complete creative freedom to do whatever you want. And the result is not as good as the previous.
Yeah, it's a mess.
So if you look at the start of the MCU with Iron Man.
Yeah.
And even with Hulk and that. They had so much creative constraint because they couldn't use mutants. They couldn't use some of the, Spider-Man. They couldn't use any of their bigger name characters. So they're like, all right, we have Iron Man. Not many people care or like Iron Man.
Yeah.
So we really got to make this work. Okay, let's really push this. Same with the Avengers. Like, again, sure, it had been going since the 60s, but it was never really the sellout comic book.
Yeah,
Everyone kind of was like, oh, yeah, the Avengers as that kind of superhero team, sure. But it was never that great height. So they really pushed hard, and there was this, like, I think they did really well in terms of making this story work with the constraints that they had.
Mm.
And then suddenly we have, like, oh, we got the rights to Spider-Man again. Mm. Oh, we got the rights to, all these other heroes again. Oh, we got the rights to this, this, and this. And now suddenly Charlie Cox is appearing as Daredevil, but not the same Daredevil that he was. And for some fucking reason, that is now the, like, we need to make the things that we didn't do connect to this now. And apparently it's like Alan Cumming is going to be Nightcrawler again in a Deadpool film.
So Elektra's back, allegedly.
Elektra is back.
Well, that was reported by the Hollywood Reporter. So I think that what they're doing with Deadpool 3 and... look, it's kind of hard to avoid anything about any of these movies, but with Deadpool 3, I think what they're doing is they're announcing characters that they know people won't be that excited about, but then they're going to leave a void for, like...
The big names?
Well, they'll be like, well, if Elektra's in it, then imagine who else is going to be in it. I need to buy 45 tickets opening day.
Damn right. So then you have this idea of, like, okay, so they were really good in terms of their, you know, what they had, and now we're in this situation where... They've now got the creative freedom to kind of what they want. They're like, well, we can't miss. We're the clever geniuses that made Iron Man popular, so we can do whatever we want.
Release Quantumania.
And it just
all the other way around, but still.
And it's just they don't. I don't know why they're like, yep, cool. All right, mutants are coming, so let's get Hugh Jackman back as Wolverine. Yeah. Let's get all the old, like, the Fox cast back in for some fucking reason.
Well, it's that weird...
Let's have Evan Peters there as Quicksilver, but actually it's a cock...
It's Cock Johnson.
David Penis.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, what are you trying to do?
What was his name? Because it was an awesome
Boner.
Name. Richard Boner.
Richard
No. Right, it was another stupid...
It wasn't Dick Boner. No, that would have been awesome, though. No, it was...
It was something...
Something...
Boner. Ralph Boner.
Ralph Boner.
Spew Dick.
Yeah, that is awesome.
So if they were like, let's ignore what came before this...
Yeah.
And let's just kind of focus in what we're doing. And say, if they were like, okay, right, the snap happened, and the snap happened again, they all came back. We're like, I don't know when this was in terms of, like, rights or everything, but like, oh, well... If people are now coming back, it's been 5 years later, it's a lot of interesting stories to tell. Why don't we use this as an opportunity to just, people came back, but they've come back a bit changed.
Yeah.
Now we've got mutants, and leave it at that.
Well, I think if you go back to like a really early BS, which would be really funny to go back and re-listen to, where we're like...
Excited and happy.
Well, because we're like, how are they going to introduce the mutants to the MCU?
Yeah, right.
And I think at the time, when we have like... these really big-brained, big-bold ideas.
They're like, the snap brought back the island of Krakoa.
Yeah, you know... When the convergence happens, one of them's the mutant planet or whatever. Yeah. But now we see in the MCU, they're just like, hey, do you want to just kind of like slyly introduce Wolverine and She-Hulk for some reason? You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be surprised if the mutant planet thing is still true, especially now that we know we're rocketing towards apparently a convergence and also if the leaks in Deadpool 3 about it being set in 8-3-8 or whatever.
But it's funny, I forget who it was. Some big name director or whatever was like...
Johnny the Movies?
Johnny the Directors was like, hey, multiverses are fun, but they ruin storytelling. Which is true, because I've been thinking about in No Way Home, where they introduced the Green Goblin. We talked about this in a previous BS or something, where we're like, it's crazy they introduced the Green Goblin, who's like one of Spider-Man's biggest villains. There's a lot of emotional kind of work that goes on there in the comics and in other movies. But the one we've had introduced, we've already done it, with a Green Goblin that has no emotional connection to our Spider-Man, so that introducing a second Green Goblin... You know what I mean? Like, you've wrecked the work you could do by having... And it's the same thing with if the X-Men come in from a different multiverse. You've wrecked any of the build-up that you could do to make those characters work for us. What it relies on now is the, whoa, it's the X-Men... That's it. That's all you've got to make that movie interesting.
Yeah.
You don't have like, oh, I've slowly... And, you know, that's why like Iron Man and Thor worked and why we cared about them over the course of all these movies is...
I definitely cared about all of them.
Me too,
especially
brother.
Especially Thor.
I care about Thor. But we had time... I guess that's what you were saying before, Dush. We had time to get to know him. Now, they're like... Hey, he came from another dimension, and he's here.
He's had an establishing of, like, what, 40-odd years in his own dimension. So they've got, like, their own shit going on that we don't know about, but don't worry, it's there.
Yeah, we've sped and, like, it toward you. Do you like it?
and with the X-Men, like, one of the biggest things, like, themes about the X-Men is that they, you know, they want to try and fit in with humanity or try and protect humanity who hates and fears them.
Yeah.
I don't understand that this humanity in the MCU are going to be like, we love the Hulk. Ah, blue!
Yeah, exactly. I hate this man who is a crap.
Yeah. Knife hands? No, thank you. I want Miss Mahulk.
I love the Hulk, and I love She-Hulk, but I've seen a man that has metal claws, and I hope he gets hit by a boss and dies. This man shoots red light. He's a normal guy, but he shoots red from his eyes.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill him with a bat.
Yeah. If I see him in the street, I'm getting the bat, and I'm getting the back of the goddamn head.
Yeah.
As opposed to Iron Man, who shoot lasers out of his suit he built.
He's awesome.
He's the greatest person.
And he won't give it to the government. I think that's cool.
I think it's so far. It's so sick.
Yeah, so it just like, it, what it means is that it's no longer, the one strength, I think, that the MCU really had, is which it was that it was cohesive, and you wanted to see every movie because you wanted to get the full story. Mm-hmm. They just don't have anymore.
I think there's been little bits and pieces that are a good idea that they have just cooked stuff around it so that they don't stand out anymore.
Yeah.
And what they probably should have done is do things like, so keep the Hawkeye TV show.
Yeah.
Because that's a, like, having a TV show to introduce, like a 6-run show to introduce like a new character, but pair them up with an old character, and then you can then use them in the movie. So you're like, oh, okay, here's a, like, it's kind of like, oh, I get to know them, and then you don't have to watch it, but it's there.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you're making a TV show, you do want people to watch it, so maybe you have to watch it. But like, even Loki, it's like, okay, cool, but don't introduce huge core ideas, because then it starts getting messy.
Yeah.
If it's just the introduction of characters and they're just having a little adventure, that's fine. So, like, Ms. Marvel into the Marvels.
Yeah.
That seems like a really good idea, but then because they've got Quantumania and Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange is meeting Klee and going into a hole.
Yeah.
You're like, all of these characters I care about, I have no fucking idea what's going
on. Yeah, I don't know where they are or what the plan is. It means nothing to me. Yeah. And it's also funny stuff like, Echo is such a weird, and I guess it's part of a lot
Echo's a trick, because Echo is just to reintroduce Daredevil and Kingpin into a relationship. To show off their relationship in the MCU.
Yeah.
But again, they were really relying on, I guess, Hawkeye doing really well and people like really glomming onto Echo as a character.
Yeah.
But
it's so funny to be like,
boring.
It's the side character TV show. And then in the side character TV show, there's another side character. Will you watch her TV show?
We need that to have like Daredevil in. Like, but do you?
No, yeah. I mean, you could have just done it in Daredevil.
Yeah.
I liked She-Hulk. But then you got Daredevil in She-Hulk, so then what's the point? You've already done what I'm presuming Echo's going to do, except you're going to have a Daredevil that's probably more serious than Echo, which then is just confusing-ish.
Yeah,
are they set in the same universe still? What's going on?
It sort of has really stopped feeling like it is at this point,
and
you know?
If you look at Daredevil, like, you look at the Netflix series, whichever, you know, at least the first two series that I watched.
Yeah.
I had a good time with it. It was pretty brutal. But like,
I got away with the Netflix series not being connected to anything for so long that I never watched a single minute, and for that time I was happy.
And then, so you're like, all right, so then they're going to produce this, like, Daredevil TV series, and like, well, what is that? Because, like, they could do something like a Boston Legal type thing where we're just going to do, like, it's this, we're mostly going to be focusing on legal court cases,
and then
the occasional Daredevil thing where he has to go and, like, you know, deal with some other bullshit. Now I'm like, ah, that's different and new. I'd watch that, but we're going to get a Bad Boys. Like,
yeah, it's all Bad Boys.
Which is fine. You can keep making Bad Boys. I like Bad Boys.
Yeah.
What you going to do when they come for you?
Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
But, like, you don't need, like, I think I'm, like, because you can't make a superhero thing that's just all genre-y, that's not a superhero genre.
Yeah. Yep.
They've tried it. Anytime they go full into that, people are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, like, they're never going to commit to it. So, kind of stop trying. Because it's just like you end up in this weird in between.
Yeah.
Homecoming's a good example of that. Jackson.
Yeah.
You didn't like it when it came out because people kept saying it's a John Hughes-esque comedy.
Exactly.
And you said,
no, it isn't.
Bad Boys.
Well, it's the same thing with I've complained about this before, but every movie in Phase 4 was pitched as a completely, Thor Love and Thunder, they were like, glam rock, sci-fi epic. Instead it was the movie.
Yeah, it's got to be like, oh, he's fighting a villain there. He's never, he's going, oh, it's gorgeous. Scared.
Oh my god, and the name's crazy, and his outfit's crazy, and whoa, dude, a little electric guitar. No, it wasn't. Wasn't that movie. The last movie that was anything close to what it said it was going to be is probably Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Yeah. Tonally, that movie was...
Yeah. It's going to be a sequel to Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
You know? Like, I don't even know. And then I think, like,
She-Hulk being... Oh, actually, no, She-Hulk did it as well. Because they were like, it's just like kind of a comedy. But they also said it was a lot of other things.
Yeah.
It wasn't really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, they were like, case of the week.
No, it wasn't case of the week at all.
No.
Where?
Yeah.
It just wasn't.
It just, it was never that. So, and I don't know. It's disappointing.
Truly don't know how they're going to get out of this.
No, me neither. And now with, you know, stuff, all that stuff with Jonathan Majors and maybe the what little framework they had as like a thing we're leading towards.
I mean, that might actually help them. If
well,
they
that's
can,
true.
Because they can't can Secret Wars though, because people love when people come through portals.
Yeah.
But that's a thing we love.
What do they do after that? That's, you know, I always talk about them. We were talking about, our, you know, the great zoo debate or whatever, how we're going to get to go to the zoo. Because yes, we believe yes. that the Marvel have blown their fat nut already.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
After uh-huh. Secret uh-huh. Wars, where their balls are completely drained.
They've cum their own balls, which mm-hmm. is the best cum you can have.
What's going to be
oh,
next?
Twice in your life, though.
Yeah, yeah. You can do it twice. Yeah, you can do it twice. What do they do? What,
well, how- here's what they will do and yeah. the reason why this is happening. They release Secret Wars. Mm-hmm. Kevin Feige quits.
Yes.
And he's done all of the big stories that he wanted to tell.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Marvel are like, huh.
Uh-oh. Mm. Let's get someone else helming this. James Gunn.
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing? I know you're doing DC at the moment.
Well, by that point, I don't think he will be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he's just came out and said, like, maybe I'll do a Peter Quill film. And everyone's like, okay.
That's confusing.
I thought you were like...
I probably wouldn't, but...
I thought you were like, I'm a DC boy now, and because I'm a DC boy, that means I can't... I gotta stop doing Marvel stuff.
Great yeah.
right
question, Joel Zammit. It's me, James Gunn. I'm just rolling down the box office charts for The Flash, and you'll see why I want to come back to Marvel.
Oh!
You'll see that The Flash currently has only made $10 million more worldwide as of at time of this interview than... Elemental, which was a big bomb.
Oh,
oh no.
And you went on record and said that The Flash was...
the best fucking movie I've ever seen or some shit, probably. The linchpin to my universe, maybe? I probably said something like that, too.
It's crazy to think that there could be...
I should make another movie called... I should make Sliver 2, where it's about worms that go in people or whatever.
That is baller.
I have another question for you.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, if you're like, you say you're preparing for like a lovely evening with someone, perhaps your wife.
Nah.
Nice.
And you're like,
I cast her in things and people hate it.
Yeah, and you're like,
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Nepotism is good.
Yeah, nepotism is baller.
Also, who, like, it's stupid. People on the internet, shut up.
So anyway, I have a question.
Yeah.
So when you're there and you're like, oh, I've got a beautiful date planned. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're going to go get a spaghetti dinner and then we're going to go see a movie, one that I did not direct, and it's not a superhero film. How good is this? And then maybe afterwards I want to get down to some loving, but oh no, I look down and my bush is so big.
Oh no.
Do you know what you can do, Mr. Gunn?
Well, yeah, that great question, Joel Zammit. And this will be like good for everyone to write down. You can head to Manscaped and buy a brand new Performance Package 4.0.
Damn,
holy
Mr. Gunn,
golly.
That's great.
And if you use the promo code BASELESS, you also get 20% off and free shipping.
Mr. Gunn, is that real?
Yeah, that's real.
Wow.
The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything you'll need to guarantee that you have the most mouth-watering treat at the party.
Holy moly.
Oh, Mr. Gunn,
am I
going
to get my nuts sucked, sir?
Yeah. Only if you use Manscaped.
Oh, okay, do you like me love your nuts sucked? Because I love my nuts sucked.
I do. I do love my nuts being sucked.
That's awesome. It's nice to know that you can really relate to your hero.
Yeah, my hero James Gunn wants his nuts sucked just like us.
The Performance Package 4.0 includes the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Great for shaving and you won't cut your dick and nuts off.
That's really
also
cool.
Also great.
I'm scared of doing that every time I shave with any razor that's not a Manscaped.
That's fair enough. It's a close call every time.
I have nicked myself way too many times with other non-Manscaped brand razors.
And balls blood seems scarier than regular blood.
And you can't put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah.
Or you shouldn't. Or I'm afraid to. Either
too,
way,
it's
not
wrinkly.
Good.
Yeah.
I can't wear white pants now. Because now my balls are bleeding. I can't even do the great thing like they do in Degrassi High and put a jumper
around your
waist because everyone's like, are your balls bleeding? And I'm fucked up. Peeps.
And then they say, you should have bought Manscaped because then this wouldn't have happened.
I know.
Aren't you know what else the Performance Package 4.0 comes with? It comes with a crop preserver bald deodorant. And that will keep you cool from sunrise to sunset.
Yeah. Oh, Can I give it a sniff?
Yeah.
Does it smell good?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, that smells great.
Clean.
Fresh nuts.
Yeah, and then Manscaped will even throw in 2 free gifts with their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped boxes and shed travel bag. You can shave your nuts on holidays. Something that I, James Gunn, love to do.
Yeah. You got what you do in your airplane. Yeah. What you want to do is you want to go to a little tiny cubicle and then you close the door and you want to put your leg up on the basin.
Try not to hit the flush button so you don't suck your nuts down into the sky. You know, if you got real dangly testicles.
Yeah.
And just go to town.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a light on that Manscaped.
There absolutely is.
You can do it in the dark if you want to do it.
It actually features a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, give you the ability to turn on the 4,000K LED spotlight when needed for a more precise shave.
That's
exciting.
Use
it as a torch.
Do it in a tent at night while you're camping. That's incredible stuff.
So,
exactly. Leaving your pubes into the wilderness so that a bird can make a nest out of.
Yes!
That's my pubes, you say, the next day on the nature walk.
I'm part of nature now. The circle of life is my dick.
This is what
nuts.
The Lion King was about.
Yeah.
Imagining Simba as a grown lion shaving his dick and nuts is pretty funny.
Whoa.
That is awesome.
Cool. It's like,
I, James Gunn, agree. That is cool.
I wish you, James Gunn, had directed the live-action Lion King because we could have had that.
We could have had a nut.
Slugs that ate people or something in it.
Whoa.
Yeah. Or maybe went inside people and made them into
assholes and pussies, maybe.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Okay, I assumed brain like a yerk from Animal.
No.
But I have not seen it.
Arsehole and pussy. Maybe even dickhole.
Might be dickhole too. I can't recall.
Yeah, I reckon K.A. Applegate probably had that original idea for the yerks as well, but she's like, I'm writing this for kids.
It's a kid's book.
I know.
Go in the ear.
Yeah, I met them in Hollywood. They did.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So if you want to get 20% off and free shipping with the code BASELESS at manscaped.com, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code BASELESS. Manscaped is the perfect way to get your patties sizzling hot this summer. You're going to have the sweetest dick. Like, look, we've said dick and nut a lot.
Yeah.
And I, James Gunn, just want to say you can shave your pussy and asshole with
it. Of course you can
shave
your pussy and nussie.
Of course.
Yeah. I would love you to.
Yeah, because, like, there's a lot going on with pussies, too.
Yeah.
And, like a light on a shaver, that's going to come
in
handy.
That's
going
to be very useful. And you're a nurse, dude? That's, like, behind you.
Exactly.
That's tricky.
That's hard.
No longer you're like, honey, can you help me shave my nussie while I bend over and spread? Now you can do it in the comfort of your own bathroom with a mirror and light.
Put your ankles behind your head.
Yeah, it's easy. It's like an awesome photo I saw once.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is good. Thank you, Mr. Gunn.
No worries.
Thanks,
anytime.
Appreciate
remember, 20% off and free shipping with the code BASELESS at manscaped.com.
That's awesome. That's too
shave
good.
Your dick, nuts, pussy, and arsehole this summer.
Will do, Mr. Gunn.
Anytime, James
Gunn.
Going
straight to the press.
Great question. Anything else?
No, I think
that's all we need to know. Yeah.
when James Gunn inevitably releases Superman Legacy and it does fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
what I keep thinking is that I think there's
Fucking HBO Max, David Zaslav is going to be looking at James Gunn and, like, waving a knife.
Yeah, yeah.
This doesn't make $1 billion, you're fired and I'll stab you.
No, I reckon.
And claim it on tax.
Yeah, no, Zaslav, I reckon he's going to fire Gunn before Legacy comes out.
You reckon?
I reckon, unless these have all come in. No, they're not in production yet, are they? All pre-production yet?
I think Superman Legacy
Superman is. Legacy's script is, I think, they are in a sneaky spot where they can start filming, provided that the actors don't go on strike, which they probably will.
Yes, yeah. So absolutely.
You've got
pay your guys.
Pay
you got so much money.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Pay me.
Yeah, pay Joel Dusha.
Come on now.
Hollywood should get their act together and give me $50,000.
I don't want Dusha to go on strike.
Yeah,
it's a Dusha's strike.
So yeah, I think they could easily just cut their losses now.
Yeah.
With Flash doing as poorly as it has, and Aquaman probably going the same route.
Oh, they will piss and shit their pants if Aquaman bombs as well.
And I think it will.
There's a good chance.
And I think if Aquaman completely bombs, and like if they haven't started filming anything just by that point, which who knows at this juncture, but the strike didn't look like it's gonna be fixed anytime soon.
No.
Yeah.
I reckon they could do an easy thing with Warner Brothers and be like, that whole DC arm, we're just going to sell it wholesale.
Yeah.
Basically do what Marvel did in the 90s or the 2000s, which is just kind of like break into little tiny pieces.
And then I guess...
it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And that will actually load up the MCU with an extra nut to come.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Disney will be like, hey, Batman.
We're going to buy Batman.
Now. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, imagine.
They could. But also, I think there's also a universe. I mean, I don't think it's very...
I wonder if there is any, like, so when Marvel sold off their characters, DC does the same thing, I wonder if there's going to be any stipulation of, like, you can't put Batman in the MCU. Because comics will still be separate.
Potentially. Yeah. But again, depends how bankrupt and, like, depends how, like, in the whole...
Imagine if
a lot
we
of
lived through
are...
a world where Marvel and DC just...
They become Marv-C.
like, we haven't really seen, like, a giant merger of a comic book company in a long, long time.
Yeah.
And, like, all, companies buying whatever. Because, like, you know, before Marvel became Marvel, it was, like, what, Epic Comics?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bunch of different. And DC was EC Detective Comics and a bunch of other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Interesting to see what happens. Because why not?
Do you think there's also a possibility, say in a world where...
I think that studios should stop buying each other, personally.
I would love to see
two movies that are different movies.
I would be nice.
As someone who does enjoy movies, I do like it when my movies are different movies.
Absolutely.
Recently, they're not being
That's why Monopoly laws were in place for a reason. Because all the fucking... What is his name? Tommy Edison used to go and bash people of film sets. You know this?
Yeah.
Because Thomas Edison was like, I run the movies in this town.
Thomas Edison.
Yep. Yeah. And if somebody else,
the guy who electrocuted an elephant, Thomas Edison.
Because he came up with, he stole the idea of making movies of the film camera or whatever. And then in like the...
Is he the one who's credited as inventing the camera? Or the movie, is he just the idea of the movie?
A specific way of...
Wasn't it to do with the West Coast, East Coast kind of problem because he was in one of them and not the other, and he couldn't quite have as much control.
Way I remember this story, this is probably not completely accurate, is that somebody came to Edison's laboratories and was like, look at this, and they'd invented like a really early version of like the video camera or whatever, and Edison was like, I invented that. And he was like, oh, well, that's a shame. Then Edison started making movies, but he hadn't patented... He'd only patented like one way of film, something like that. And then other people started filming movies too, but Edison was like, no, I am the movie man. So he sent goons to sets, and the goons would just come in and wreck cameras and beat the shit out of people. And this is all on the West Coast. The East Coast. And then a bunch of people were like, I'm sick of Edison beating up my actors, and they moved to the West Coast, and that's how Hollywood started. People started Hollywood by fleeing Thomas Edison's wrath, and he was like, they're too far away, I can't send goons, I've lost the movies.
We're gonna go start Hollywood, and Edison's like, I'm gonna go kill an elephant.
Out of the future.
Yeah. What's aged better, electrocuting that elephant or starting Hollywood?
But the thing is that that's why they put their monopoly laws started, because they were like, we don't want Edison to beat the shit out of actors anymore. So we're going to introduce monopoly laws. But then there was something recently, wasn't there, where they were like, those laws put in place are no longer in place.
It's something like...
But I don't know the specifics on that.
It expired and they were like, oh, we're going to renew it, but there's a gap.
Or it was like, we're going to renew it, and people were like, but that, it made sense back in the, like, RKO Hollywood era, but it doesn't make sense for now. And everyone was like, that's right. And then now Disney owns everything.
Disney owns Fox.
Except Steamboat Willie, dude, in time. We'll get that. Dude, we will get that.
Yeah. I think that's next year. You can do whatever you want with Steamboat Willie.
Baseless speculation is going to be called the Steamboat Willie cast, okay?
We've been the Steamboat Willie boys.
Yeah.
But, so I would, I hope those mergers don't happen every doesn't just become Disney. Oh, that would be a shame.
So I don't know. With Marvel and what they're sort of doing, I think they are in a much better position than the others, because they have at least proven that they can actually put together a competent script. And even though we had a couple of duds
in
more recent times, we actually had a couple of like, oh no, they can still do something good, i.e. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
If they didn't have Guardians this year, they would be hitting that alarm bell real hard.
They've had Guardians 3 and maybe Black Panther 2.
Oh, actually, I see... In my head, I'm like, oh, they've had big failures constantly. But no, Doctor Strange 2 made like $950 million, so almost hit that $1 billion. Black Panther 2 didn't do as well as they wanted, but wasn't a flop.
No. They've really only had Ant, like, again, in terms of like critical as well, like as in audience reactions, it seems to be Quantumania and
Love and Thunder
are the biggest, like, ooh. But everything
I think
else...
Love and Thunder is worse than Quantumania.
Oh, me too. Yeah. By far.
I don't.
Yeah, that's fair. You're your opinion,
I can remember one scene I liked in Quantumania, which is two more scenes that I remember liking in Love and Thunder.
Which one's in Quantumania?
I liked the scene where Paul Rudd gets stressed that he's fucked up right at the end of the movie.
Oh, that's Oh, and I also like when he got the shit beaten out of him. But Kang.
That was pretty cool. The end fight between him and Kang was pretty cool.
And it was pretty cool. Felt out of place.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. What didn't belong in that movie. But there's no part.
And you see MODOK's little tiny arsehole.
That's pretty good, too.
His asshole got real small, too.
Yeah, well,
lucky he didn't retain his regular-sized anus.
He would be all anus.
But no, there's no real point in Thor Love and Thunder that I remember.
What do you mean? When he sees Jane as Thor, he does, like, a Scooby-Doo impression?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Acting! 101.
When it makes it seem like he's fucking Stormbreaker, but also wants to fuck...
Mjolnir?
Again?
Yeah. What about when Christian Bale is just like, I'm in a different film, mate. I'm a kill kitty.
I'm Ben Mendelsohn, apparently. I'm Ben Mendelsohn.
What do you think about that?
I haven't been talking to the cops, have you, mate?
I'm Ben Mendelsohn,
I haven't told the cops I'm Ben Mendelsohn, have you, mate?
Christian Bale, I'm not going to tell the police you're Ben Mendelsohn.
Are you sure, mate?
You better not, mate. You better fucking not.
You told the cops.
Oh, you think it's funny, mate, do you, that I'm Ben Mendelsohn? No. Oh, no.
Ha, 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 I'm laughing, aren't I?
I'm just an intern on the set of Love and Thunder. I'm so scared.
Got a cigarette, mate? Maybe we can forget this whole conversation out.
Oh, and you could forget Zeus. The Zeus.
Con the Zeusera.
Yeah. Couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all bad. Yeah. That's probably
Thor Love and Thunder and Quantumania are just two different textures of awful, really. Quantumania was really boring, and Thor Love and Thunder was like sort of actively unpleasant. Like, it's just they both sucked.
Yeah, look, I didn't have the same vitriol for Love and Thunder, then again, I reckon if I watched it again, I'd be like, oh yeah, no.
I think the Love and Thunder won over a few people because it taps into like...
My brother liked it.
It also taps into like being a dad or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it does it very poorly, but it just hits it a little bit so that there's like a little, like if that is something that hits you as a person, you're going to get some emotional resonance out of it.
Where I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. I watch it, I'm like, that's shut up. How about that?
Like, I'm going through it, and there was like, there's moments there where I'm like, yeah, I don't know why it's hitting me. Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
I get it.
But
absolutely.
I can understand that it is an asshole film, and I can understand, and not the good kind.
No.
I can understand that it is
pornography.
Yeah, exactly.
Witch rocks.
Yeah.
That is cool.
I can understand that, it was poorly shot, and it kind of makes. Terrible choices in terms of what they were doing.
Great news, though.
What is it?
I read an article from... It was either a credible source or not a credible source.
Excellent to hear.
The nudity's back in movies now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Says who? I know there's going to be Cock in Oppenheimer. Cockenheimer.
Yeah,
Oppenheimer, apparently.
Cock, puss, and maybe Nuss? I don't know yet.
Yeah.
The trifecta hat trick.
Yeah, I don't get too excited. I think you'll get 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I think you can get 2 out of 3. I'm hoping for the third.
See Cillian Murphy's dick and nuts,
though.
That's
fucking awesome, dude.
Oh, and yeah.
The Cock and Nuss, that's what I want.
Yeah. Nuss is that's the rarity.
Yeah.
No Hard Feelings features full frontal nudity.
That's awesome.
And there was another movie as well where they're like, I think people have been, yeah, because like,
cinema's horny again.
We need it.
God.
But even fucking No Hard Feelings, the naked scene is played for laughs and it is funny.
Yeah, that's great. Nudity's funny.
Yeah.
Which.
And fucking's funny.
Yeah. It smells funny sometimes.
And the noises?
Yeah. It's squishy. It's like Flubber the Activity.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, people, if you think you've had sex discreetly in a room that people have gone into after you've discreetly had sex, you have not discreetly had sex. You can
smells
tell.
Like pussy and balls in here.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Even if you are, you've both just had a shower.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
it's still, there's sex has a scent and it lingers.
Genitals stink.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it
even
be
if you've used the ball fresh? Yeah, that yeah, exactly. Lovingly provide.
James Gunn. Sure. Yeah, James Gunn approved.
Sure, like yeah, it'll smell a little bit nicer, but not that much.
Yeah,
nuts.
Not enough.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah, I hope that continues because I like horny movies.
Me too.
Yeah. Even if it's not, like, again, the No Hard Feelings scene.
Mm-hmm. It's funny.
It's funny. It's not a horny scene.
It's just titillating.
But everyone's naked, and that's funny.
Yeah.
That's exciting. It's also different.
Well, I'd just rather that than shying away from it like it's in some way bad to see balls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like, it's bad to show sort of, like, any sort of human sexuality.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, that's, like, a pretty big part of being alive.
And being naked in the wrong spot, that's funny.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't it be, going back to Marvel, wouldn't it be an interesting experiment for the three of us? I don't think we're ever going to do it because we can't be bothered. Mm-hmm. But to go back and watch Phase 4 again. I saw that hit you like a truck, the two
of you.
Well,
because I rewatched.
You died in front of my eyes.
I did what a lot of people
we
did.
You watched it the first time. How nice.
I'll
watch Shang-Chi twice if we do this in a row.
You will never watch Shang-Chi.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
Yeah.
Very possible.
The only time that you'll be able to watch. The only time you won't be able to get away with not watching Shang-Chi is if they announce Shang-Chi 2 and we're like, you gotta watch
then
it
I'll
so we can do
to.
This
I
episode.
Think if we sit you down. And we take away your phone.
If you do like a Clockwork Orange me,
yeah.
You put on Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
But his brain's glazed over. He's just thinking about seeing balls in movies again.
Oh my God, Shrek's balls. Do you think your opinions would change?
I watched Phase, like I did the thing that a lot of people did in the lead up to Endgame where I rewatched everything.
Yeah.
Except I did it just. Yeah, I did. Actually, yeah, I did it just before Endgame. And let me tell you, that was unpleasant. And those movies are mostly good.
Yeah. So I think, because like, especially
because it's TV.
Like, when you watch it for the first time, it's all new and fresh. Like there's parts of Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
But I think if I watched that movie again, I would hate every second of it.
Oh, yeah.
I think if I rewatched the movies, just the movies, I would have a fine time. But I think that it would fall off a cliff at a certain point. And I think Doctor Strange, Black Panther? After Black Panther, maybe?
I think I'd be very bored watching
all of them. I think, because again, Doctor Strange 2, I enjoyed it in the cinema.
Yeah.
I think Black Widow would
hold up on a rewatch.
I don't know. I think so.
Black Widow maybe just because we haven't seen it in the longest.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
Florence Pugh and Scarlett Johansson are good at acting.
Yeah, that's true.
And I remember that movie looking like a movie.
Yeah, but like Ray Winstone's in it. I genuinely like Ray Winstone as an actor.
Do you remember the final climactic action set
piece? Yeah, they're falling out of the sky for 20 minutes.
Do you remember how it looked like Scarlett Johansson just jumping up and down in front of a green screen?
The
more I think about any of these films, the more I dislike them.
Give me a third act big action set piece in Phase 1 to 3 that you think is memorable enough that you'd enjoy on a rewatch.
The Iron Man 1 is pretty fun. Where Iron Man's fighting
a bad Iron Man on a building.
Yeah, but it was fresh and new, and I liked that he...
Rewatch, not on the first time.
Well, I still like, and I think I would still enjoy watching, that Iron Man wins in that fight, not by having a stronger Iron Man suit, but by exploiting a weakness in the Iron Man suit design. That's neat.
Isn't that also how Black Panther 1 ends?
Is it?
Isn't there a fight? Doesn't Killmonger die due to an exploit in the suit, not because of...
I thought they just...
Don't they just beat the shit out of each other?
Yeah, but isn't there like... Am I misremembering?
I don't know.
Dude, but I just... I think that would still be...
I was going to say the Iron Man 3, where he just uses all the suits to like... Yeah. Save the vice president, no, the president from a vice president coup that has never been at all brought up.
Readdressed,
in the, the fight into the Avengers them coming together.
Avengers being, 1, I reckon, would hold up atrociously.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, hey, did you just see that? I'm Tony's dog. Oh no, I've grabbed Black Widow's boob by accident.
I reckon even maybe some of the ones I did not like the first time, I'd probably go back and like.
I think Black Panther would be awesome to rewatch.
Yeah. Age of Ultron. I reckon I did not like that going in. I was coming out of it the first time, but maybe going in now.
Yeah. Let me tell you, which was like 2019, I decided that it was potentially the worst one in the entire series.
Maybe
it's real. It has Age of Ultron has the problem that like later phase movies have where it's so scattered.
Okay. Yeah.
It sucks.
All right. Well, then maybe I'll go back and be like, yeah, nah, it sucked first time and it sucks the second time.
Yeah, it's like phase 5 in one movie.
Ah. I know the real risk, I think, of doing a whole rewatch is realizing that it's never been good and that just over time we've become sicker and sicker of the base elements of a movie like this.
A couple of movies in the thing, like what Zammit was just saying, like something like an Ant-Man or a Doctor Strange probably hold up pretty well because you're like, it's just an origin story, and even though we've had 100 origin stories, so when these came out, we're like, shut the fuck up with origin stories.
Yeah.
You go back to them, like, oh, but these ones are good.
Yeah.
And also, they're doing an interesting thing. Ant-Man's tiny and eating a hot dog or whatever.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange has...
Who's like, hey, let me tell you a story or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's like a fun bit of directing.
Doctor Strange has,
film,
like, the mirror universe or what, mirror dimension, and you're like, well, this is trippy and looks cool, and there's a bit of fun there, maybe.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It's like, I didn't really care for it when I first saw it, but, like, I reckon on a rewatch, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's probably fine.
Black Panther will be awesome. I know I keep saying that, but that's a genuinely good movie. Looks good, sounds good. The only part that doesn't look good is the last five, but who cares? Because, again, like I have claimed in this episode 5 minutes ago, I don't think any of the last. Because who cares? It's always the same.
Yeah.
Even like... Civil War has a pretty good ending, only because it's surprising.
Yeah.
Prior to the super... like
The big fight at the airport looks... is pretty bad.
Oh, we're talking about the, like the Stark, Bucky, and Captain America fight?
I like that fight.
Yeah,
that fight's cool. And also when they're like, oh my god, the super soldiers, and they go there and everyone's been shot in the head. That reveals
Baron
cool.
Zemo is about to shoot himself in the head. Yeah. That was pretty good.
That was a pretty good ending.
That stuff's
that
good.
Had some emotional weight.
But yeah, I think that Civil War feels very much like two movies.
Yeah.
Because
Barovia. No, that's a D&D thing.
That's from Dungeons & Dragons. Slukovia.
Yeah, the Accords at the start don't really like it doesn't really come
really
into
relevant.
Play.
Yeah, it
starts off the Captain America Iron Man, which leads to airport fight. Airport fight, not good.
No.
I mean, Spider-Man stuff's interesting, but again, that's just because it's the first time I've seen Spider-Man, and now we've seen Spider-Man properly, we're like, man.
Yeah. It is so funny to me that they're like, all right, we're gonna do Civil War. Not at all to do with the comic. We're just going to use the title. And now we're going to have, like, so good superheroes fighting other good superheroes, and we're going to do this in the most interesting way possible. We're going to go to a Macca's car park and beat the shit out of each other. We are, like, you know, 16 or something.
Well,
it's just, I love that idea of, like, beat the shit out of each other on an open field.
Yeah, line up in front of each other and then just run at each other.
You remember the X-Men animated series where you have the two, like, the villains and the X-Men, like, running at each other?
Yeah, like the
armies.
Yeah.
Well, it's smart that they did that because this was after the Man of Steel backlash where it was like, Superman killed thousands of people.
Oh, yeah.
And because the superheroes both sides are staying good.
Yeah.
You can't have them fight anywhere interesting if they break anything.
Oh, yeah.
I know they fucked up an airport, but it's like the Berlin airport.
Is it like an abandoned airport or something?
Oh, yeah,
like,
it might even be an abandoned airport.
I think it
is
an abandoned airport. But, like, again, it's the kind of stuff where when you really take several steps back and look at it, you're like, oh, right, they're just doing this as, like, you know, oh, it's a set piece to be like, they just get to punch each other. Whereas, like, oh, hey, maybe more interesting and dynamic is maybe have them fighting in, like, a place where it is maybe more populated. So then you have the heroes fighting each other, but then having stop and save people because of the, and then realizing we need to stop this because what we're doing is terrible. Like what happened in the comic where they're fighting and they realize, oh, hang on a second, we're causing a lot of collateral damage.
Yeah. We're both the bad guys.
We need to fucking stop. I don't even, like, in Captain America, I think in the comic, it's like, I don't care that I'm, like, right now, I feel I am morally correct in my, like, what I'm against you. However,
we gotta save the little people.
We're doing more damage when we're, so I need to, we're stopping.
Yeah.
I'm surrendering. I don't understand.
Well, I think that's why in that movie, and it's very funny to do some criticism of Civil War in the year of our Lord 2023, but I think why the Captain America Iron Man fight works is because it is in an interesting setting and irrelevant emotionally. You know, that's why people remember that one well and the one at the airport. But yeah, I think it would be so interesting to rewatch Phase 4.
You want
to
do it?
I'm almost tempted to.
A little bit, I'm like, oh, it's going to be terrible.
Just the movies or everything?
No, just
the movies. If you make me watch the TV shows, I'll kill myself. But I'll watch the movies.
Yeah, I barely want to watch currently Secret Invasion. Yeah. Come on, just the movies.
Oh, if I watch the if I watch the movies again, do I not have to watch Secret Invasion? Can we make that deal?
And that has to include Shang-Chi.
Okay.
So you watch Phase 4 again, you don't have to watch...
I don't have to watch. Can I pick some shows not to watch?
No, just Secret Invasion.
You said Secret Invasion.
There's only like 5 episodes.
Well, that's your stupid deal.
What about Secret Invasion and Echo?
Yeah, all right.
Deal?
Yeah, all right.
Deal.
Deal! All right, yes.
You better watch him.
I will.
I think the problem with this deal is there's no reason. He's not going to do it. And now he's like, but I made the deal.
I'll get there eventually. Don't worry.
And he's like, yeah, it's good because now I don't. You're thinking about the consequence without doing your action because you'll be like, oh, now I don't have to watch
Secret Invasion.
And then you're just not going to watch the movies either. Really? We fucked up here.
Maybe you have a time limit. Then we start docking his pay.
Yeah. Oh, no! You get to hit me if I don't do it. Come to the studio, you can just whack me upside the head if I haven't watched the movies. So what is that? That's Black Widow. Mm-hmm. That's Black Panther 2. Mm-hmm. Thor Love and Thunder. Mm-hmm. Quantumania. Shang-Chi.
Wait, Phase 4 or all of...
Phase 4.
Okay, so
if I'm watching every movie again, I don't have to watch any TV show for the foreseeable
future. No. Just Phase 4, because Quantumania is Phase 5.
Okay, just Phase 4. Well, what's Phase 4 then? Oh, this has become easier.
Yeah. It's Black Widow, Doctor Strange 2.
Yep.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, damn.
Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing... Oh, Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
And I feel like there might be one more...
Yeah, very possibly. You sure it doesn't end with Quantumania?
No,
that's not the end of Phase 4.
No,
you can watch Quantumania.
You're right. Yeah,
I don't want to.
Maybe I'm
Black
wrong.
Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals.
Oh, Eternals!
Yes!
Oh,
Spider-Man, awesome. No Way Home, Doctor Strange 2, Thor Love and Thunder, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. And you can chuck in Quantumania.
I'll chuck in Quantumania because
so you've traded 11 episodes of TV for 7 movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's a good deal.
It's a great deal. I'm very happy I did that. 7 movies. I mean, dude, that's so much boring TV.
So going back to Marvel and like, are they okay?
Yeah.
I reckon they are because I think they know enough to course correct, and they probably have like all that data that people are streaming from like Disney Plus to kind of like, all right, what can we do to course correct? Because they've already started course correcting with like some of the TV series are coming out. They're like, it's going to be a weekly 12 episode. It's going to be all at once. It's all at once. 5 episodes
only. Very true.
I think they're going to course correct, realize maybe that some of their decisions might have been they jumped the gun.
Yeah.
And they're going to like just push forward and just go like, right, well, you know, sort of borrow a little bit of a playbook from Zaslav, and as opposed to like, you know, absolutely completely scrapping it, just to be like, maybe we can edit this down to just like the bare essentials and then just push that as opposed to just scrapping it completely.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, hey, we have this TV series, it's going to be 12 episodes, 6 episodes, 5. And then we're going to be like, what if we edit it further and made it like a 2-part miniseries?
Yeah.
a 3-part miniseries. Yeah, let's do that.
We got so excited thinking that Werewolf by Night and
Christmas special
would lead to more special presentations.
I forgot about Werewolf by Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is also Phase 4, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, it's a TV show.
Is it?
It's not a movie.
Oh, it's feature length.
Well, forgot about that. You're right. There is this weird thing where they're just chucking new guys in and being like, this.
Is this what you want?
As opposed to kind of like,
And if you do like it, you're like, okay, I can't wait to see them again in an unannounced project at least 6 years away.
If I really enjoyed that appearance of Man-Thing, my favorite superhero ever,
yes. mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, I can't wait to see what's next for Man-Thing. What's next for Man-Thing is that he'll appear CGI in the background of Kang Dynasty or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, whereas back in the day, if you liked the character, you knew that you'd get at least a couple more movies out of them. And it's the kind of thing James Gunn was saying as well, where he's like, well, if, you know, if the people are making the sequels not because they think there's any more to say, just because they're like, got to keep making Ant-Mans or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. I don't know. Is Marvel okay?
Bold of James Gunn to say that and then say, I'm doing a Star-Lord movie.
yeah.
Although,
true.
Did he say he's doing, or he was just like, oh, the door's open?
He hinted
open.
It. But then again, I think he probably does have something to say with Star-Lord. I like where it ended with Star-Lord.
Yeah.
But,
eating
you know,
cereal, being yelled
with his
at.
Grandpa.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it does end with, like, Star-Lord, you know, will the
legendary Star-Lord will return.
Yeah. And in whatever capacity that might be. And that could just be like James Gunn being like, well, I have a story for him, which is like him now on Earth dealing with either Earth
becoming an Earth guy.
Yeah.
And just kind of dealing with that as opposed to like, you know, big spacefaring adventures. And that maybe is a story to tell because there is like, you know, James Gunn has lived with, you know, the Guardians for however many years he's done this.
Peter Quill.
Yeah.
He probably has those stories to be like, yep, cool.
As far as I know, James Gunn hasn't lived in outer space.
And so he's like, I've got these stories to tell there. We've done, you know, three movies and the Christmas special. And I think, didn't he go on record and saying like how the Guardians acted in Endgame is not exactly how he would have written Peter Quill?
Something like that. I think I've read that
in Infinity War,
Yeah.
Peter Quill's a tricky one because I think that where we left him, because Guardians 2 takes place so far before and Infinity War. I think that the way that he was written in Infinity War is fine, but it definitely doesn't line up with Guardians
and
3.
Yeah. And you can kind of like, you know, sort of see that a little bit and you're like, oh yeah, that really does not quite line up. So,
but nothing, none of the characters in any of the
MCU movies, it's never been the case. Oh, yeah.
And so with James Gunn, at least, you know, directing all those movies and that and almost having this like personal like ownership and of the storyline being like, well, there is more stories to tell there that he would like to tell, as opposed to Peyton Reed being like, I love the tiny guy.
I'd make a second film, why not?
Yeah, I'm really attached to the guy whose movie I made when you fired Edgar Wright and I came in to fill in.
Yeah, Edgar Wright, who had that, how many years in development? Yeah, whatever. I got this in 4 weeks.
I can figure it out.
Yeah, I love Scott Lum. What's his name?
Scott Lum from Rayman.
Yeah, he's great.
He's got no arms or legs. Yeah. He's got hands and feet.
Yeah.
Glowbox. That's my favorite Ant-Man. Yep.
Did Rayman
anyway.
Have a neck?
No, he's got no neck.
No. He can throw his head around. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Dude. His best friend's Glowbox, and there's a fairy too. That's pretty cool.
And a
frog named possibly John.
God, Rayman. No,
Rayman's freaking awesome, dude.
If they make another sequel to Rayman.
Well, he's coming. He's in the Last Rabbids
DLC. That's not what I want.
I want like another Rayman.
The Rabbids stole his whole franchise. Rayman. Which is pretty fucked up.
Rayman 3, what a game. Oh my God.
That's really good. You get drunk in it, or Glowbox does. I don't know. He's possessed by an evil llama.
They should introduce drinking in Mario.
Yeah, they should.
Mario can have one red wine.
Yeah, so I think if they maybe focused a little bit more on red wine.
Yeah.
Focus a little bit more on, like characters and like what stories they want to tell, as opposed to let's have Ant-Man fight Falcon because birds and ants. Yeah. As opposed to that, and just have like, right, the story here, what is it? What can we tell? Like, again, if you look at, I don't know, again, Captain Falcon.
Mm.
Captain America.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, cool. So he now has to live up to Steve Rogers, you know, shoes.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like got those big boots to fill. Live up to his shoes.
That's good. You gotta live up to his shoes.
Gotta live up to them shoes.
I know what you mean, though. But there's a story there.
And then, you know, it you see this as well in the comics when they're doing it, which is like, right, you now have, you know, a black man having to be Captain America.
Yeah, absolutely.
That entails. And maybe you had the whole, like, Isaiah Bradley and his grandson, and you have that as a thing to be like, well, this is great. You know, you can be Captain America now, but I couldn't be back in
1940, whatever, yeah.
And so, you know, there is something that could be interesting there if you handle it with, you know, respect, care, and you have a story to tell. But if you don't,
You're
like, little tiny guy become tiny in tiny place, so he's just a regular man, and Kang is also there.
Yeah, I don't know if they can.
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray? You kids want Bill Murray?
We love.
He was the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Oh, Groundhog Day.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Right?
Groundhog Day.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Is a gopher.
Sorry we made them girls that one time. You hated that? You liked it when Slimer had kids or whatever happened?
Dan Aykroyd getting slopped off by ghosts?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what
the
people
like. The first Ghostbusters movie, if the MCU took that tone, that's good. Everyone's smoking cigarettes and is an asshole.
Yeah.
See, I think if they had this, like, all right, cool, there's a story to tell here, and we have a person who is like a creative director and writer who is like, hey, I really want to tell this story about Echo, who is very similar like to Matt Murdock, but, you know, it's like, you know, they're very much tied to Kingpin and all of this kind of stuff, and there's like a lot to play with there, and I really want to like really focus in on that, because like that speaks to me on a, like a certain level that I can relate to that, and I really want to put my heart and soul into that, but I just don't think
we're just
getting just corporate like
slop
ticking boxes,
slop in the trough, baby.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
I think we will get an understanding by the end of Phase 5 if there is any hope for the future of the MCU, because I think the 1-2 punch of Brave New World, the Captain America 4, and Thunderbolts, if that brings some things together and you're like, oh, okay, there's a storyline there then you're like, okay, we're good. Maybe the future's not too bad. Because the Marvels could be good.
Yeah.
To be honest, I've got more hope for that than I've had for quite a few movies in a row now. But it's not going to connect to anything properly again. It's going to be exactly the same problem they already have, where I'm willing to bet that Nick Fury at the end of Secret Invasion and Nick Fury at the start of the Marvels feel like two different guys.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I reckon it'll connect weirdly, but like it might start doing what the Thanos, which is cut to space.
Yeah.
Thanos is there. I think what we're going to have is we're going to cut to something like one of the potential young Avengers. So we're either going to get Hulk's son with his fucked up haircut.
What did they do to his boy?
They fucked that boy up, dude.
We're going to get something
wrecked
like...
shit.
There's also huge rumors the young Avengers team isn't happening anymore.
That's not surprising to me because...
it's not appeal. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They want to like... Either they've started greenlighting this before people have sort of like started to like attach these characters.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, cool. We could get, Hawkgirl. Is it Hawkgirl?
Hawkeye? It's just Hawkeye. I think it's just Hayley Steinfeld.
Yeah.
That's her name. So yeah, so get her at the end being like...
I think they should cast Hayley Steinfeld.
What's the deal with me being a Hawkeye's daughter? What the hell voice was that?
Like, Hawkeye's daughter?
It was a bit Muppety mixed with Ray Romano.
It's Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. So yeah, you have Hawkeye, I think probably going to... either Hawkeye, Hulk
Ling?
Jr. Or...
what's his name? Scar?
Which will probably like, you know, replace, Hulkling in the comics or something like, even Isaiah Bradley's
kid.
Yeah. Patriot, I think.
Grandkid.
Yeah, grandkid.
What about this?
So having them talking to, Kamala.
And there's new Falcon and stuff. But even then, like, those actors, by the time they release.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They just have to put the groundwork.
You can team up, like, you could put Kamala and Hawkeye together. I think that would be an interesting pairing. And they're roughly the same age.
So I reckon you can get something like that at the end of Marvels, which is going to be something like, it'll be like, hey, we heard how you did well with Danvers, et cetera. Hey, I need someone to help me out. We're going to take out whoever her villain wants to be. You know?
But it's so funny as well, because like those two characters maybe, and maybe, what's her name, Stargirl from Doctor Strange.
America Chavez.
Maybe these characters we care about. Like, maybe a little bit. But, like, characters like Scar feel like they're making She-Hulk and some producer somewhere is like, hey, we have rumor or, like, you know, in the works, in the very preliminary stages, is a young Avenger. So you have to put Scar in your TV show.
Yeah, we need a young
Hulk
somehow.
I still don't know if that was a joke or not. Like, as in, like, if them putting Scar there was a joke referencing the fact... Like when, because She-Hulk ends with She-Hulk going into the writer's room and yelling at them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was a joke referencing that, because she does say, just introducing a random new character. Yeah.
But I think just so much of the passing of the torch that's happened in this phase. It's really sloppy. They've not put in the groundwork to make us care about these.
Forget about, Florence Pugh's. White Widow sort of thing. Like, oh yeah, that was sort of meant to be a passing of the torch.
Well, she's in Thunderbolts. That is, at least that is one thing where we're like, it's the same with Captain America. It's like, we have two things that are there that like, we're like, okay, this was hinted at 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The result is here.
And like, I think that all comes back in a weird way to Agatha, Coven of Chaos, where 2 years ago, they're like, hey, this meme is funny. And now, 2 years later, when no one really cares anymore or remembers the Agatha All Along song, we're getting a whole TV show. You know what I mean? I think there's just
That, like,
am I making it spooky?
They're not going to make it spooky.
I don't know.
Man Thing was supposed to be spooky. That wasn't spooky. It was just black and white.
Yeah, that's scary.
Where'd the color go? Man Thing's meant to be green. I just think there's so much Marvel content at the moment where you basically don't have to care about it.
Yeah.
And in many ways, they're saying don't care about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Is Marvel okay? No. Financially...
they'll probably be okay for a bit.
But are the movies going to ever be good again? Hard to say.
It really feels like they're over the hill on it, to be honest.
Maybe no. Yeah. Maybe Image should start a universe.
Yeah.
The ICU. ICUP!
Hey, I see you too.
I see you. The last good movie.
Avatar. Well, yeah. And on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joe.
It was a nice uplifting episode if you're a big MCU head.
Yeah. But it's good to know we hate them all. We're equal opportunity in how damn movies are.
Yeah,
you know?
I think I'd go on record and say that I have no stakes in any of the universes, but there is movies across all of them that I like, except maybe the DC.
Oh, yeah. And look.
Oh, no, Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
I'm a big X-Men fanboy from long way, like way, way back. And that when the introduction to the mutants in the MCU, it's going to suck ass.
It's going to be very bad,
and,
dude.
I'm not going to...
Would you have dreamed that the X-Men would be brought into the MCU via Deadpool?
No.
Before we completely wrap up,
we've already wrapped up. I just haven't said the last two lines.
Yeah, we got a little bit of space.
This is like a post-credit sting.
Yeah. When's
this mid-credit sequence, actually, because I haven't said the last...
That's video. True. Yeah. This is mid-credits.
Yeah.
When would have been the perfect time in the... Because obviously we're past that point now.
Yeah.
For the X-Men to be introduced where you
said it in the episode.
Yeah, I honestly think... The snap would have been perfect for you? Kind of perfect, because that is like... Before everything got real fucked up, would have been great. Or like after the Battle of New York. No, it'd be the snap. Because I'm like, Battle of New York. Nah, again, snap. It needs to be the snap because that's kind of like, you know, where were they? Where were they at? Where were the mutants? What were they doing?
True. That was the first big global, you know, across the... fair enough.
And they could have been like, look, you know, fucking... They snapped away, say, Xavier, who was maybe mind-controlling everyone to ignore the mutants, and then... Nah. That would have been a great little...
That would have been good.
Oh, that's cool! Again, Marvel, they have these beautiful, brilliant, big ideas. Like, hey, everyone fucked off for 5 years. Now they're back as well as everyone who has been born since then and lived their life. So they have this weird five-year gap between people. That's really interesting. Has anything happened?
No.
We have a big Marvel baby in the middle of the fucking ocean. Anything happen with that?
No. Hulk has a fucked up son. Anything happen with that?
No.
There's new Hawkeye. Yeah. Got anything happen with that? No.
All the gods are real, and there's some cunt over there, like, absolutely, like, slaughtering them all. Anything happening interesting there?
Nah,
but Roy Kent is coming. Don't you worry.
Yeah, Hercules.
Hercules is coming.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's gone now.
Spider-Man, who is he? He's just Spider-Man.
No one can remember.
no one can remember, but they know Spider-Man is Spider-Man, but they...
Doctor Strange, he's met Klee and fucked off.
Yeah, anything come with that? Is Doctor Strange going in a hole? How could anything come up with that?
Is it relevant? Are you excited about it?
No.
Doctor Strange 3, The Hole Adventure.
See, all this interesting is... Fuck, aliens exist. We have... proof that you cannot deny that aliens exist in the real world.
They've done a little bit with that, because that started people, with Avengers.
Yeah. People being like, that's changed things. Are they doing anything interesting with that?
No, not really.
No.
They made Sable.
Sort of. Yeah, well...
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we will have been the BS Boys, soon to be the Steamboat Willie Boys.
Yes!
Thanks Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.